This news update's being brought to you by Ashley Home Store and Bad Axe. Ashley, this is home. And by Thumb Bank and Trust. Community strong since 1895. Stop into one of their offices today. And by Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb with locations in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, and Sandusky. With superior mobile voice and data coverage, Thumb Cellular is the reliable way to stay in touch throughout the thumb and beyond. Good afternoon from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes. Todd Wolschlager appeared in court on Monday and pled guilty to probation violation charges. The violation stems from multiple incidents, including a positive alcohol test and allegations of threatening and abusive behavior towards family members. Wolschlager failed a compliance check on Tuesday, November 25th, registering a 0.079 blood alcohol content, which constitutes a breach of his no alcohol probation terms. The presiding judge also determined Wolschlager engaged in assaultive behavior, though not battery, which was ruled a separate violation of his probation. This determination followed lengthy testimony, including an email from Wolschlager's wife to his probation officer. She expressed fear for her life and detailed a recent incident where he allegedly yelled at her, threatening to break her jaw so she would have to shut up. She also stated he threatened to kill her sister-in-law. The victim testified that Wolschlager's abusive tone was constant, regardless of alcohol consumption, and she no longer believed he would change, citing this as her reason for not previously filing a formal police report. Wolschlager's probation relates to a conviction for operating while intoxicated, third habitual, at least two offense, which resulted in a 36-month probation term and 365 days in jail, with credit for time served in July of 2024. Other prior charges included operating while intoxicated, third, and police officer assault habitual, second, from an earlier arraignment in January of 2024. A standard term of probation is no alcohol use. His next court appearance is scheduled for January 5th at 9 a.m. And GST Michigan Works will host a free cybersecurity workshop on managing digital footprints at its Bad Axe Service Center on Monday, December 15th from 10 to 11 a.m. The event details are cybersecurity, how to manage your digital footprint, Monday, December 15th from 10 to 11 a.m. at GST Michigan Works Bad Axe Service Center in Bad Axe, Michigan. And the presenter will be Trooper Pastu of the Michigan State Police. The session is designed to help participants protect themselves online by understanding common cyber threats and how personal data is collected and shared on the internet. Attendees will hear practical advice on managing their digital footprint and simple steps to help keep personal information safer on social media, email, and other online platforms. The workshop is open to the public at no cost, and space is limited. For more information or registration details, readers can view the events section on the Michigan Works website at gstmiworks.org, or you can stop in to or call to register at GST Michigan Works at 614 North Port Crescent Street in Bad Axe, or by calling 989-269-2311. And the Doan family continues to spread holiday cheer at Bay City's beloved Santa House near Veterans Memorial Park, a long-standing tradition that brings the Christmas spirit to life for visitors of all ages. Inside the festively decorated cabin, guests are greeted by twinkling lights animated elves and a miniature train running overhead, a favorite attraction for children. The highlight remains Santa himself carrying on a custom that began more than three decades ago, thanks to Mary Ida Doan and her husband, Nate. The couple first opened the Santa House in 1991 after transforming a 1920s cabin once located at Winona Park. Nate, who passed away in 1997, was known for his dedication to the role of Santa and to the community. In 1999, the family relocated the cabin to its current site at 1001 John F. Kennedy Drive. Now 87 years old, Mary Ida continues the mission she and Nate began, supported by family donations and community goodwill. The Santa House remains open through December 22nd, welcoming visitors weekdays from 6 to 8:30 p.m., weekends from 1 to 4 p.m., and from 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. And we will return right after these words.
Do you know what you're going to get Mom and Dad for Christmas this year?
No clue. Any ideas?
Ashley and Baddox has something for everyone. We can get Dad his game day recliner, Mom a matching sofa or love seat.
And what about the kids?
Ashley and Baddox has bunk beds, children's vanities, bedroom decor. Plus, we can get Grandma and Grandpa some power furniture, too.
We need to go to Ashley and Baddox right away.
Say no more.
It's the Holly Jolly sales event at Ashley and Baddox. Now's your chance to save big with up to 25% off store-wide. Hurry into Ashley and Baddox and take advantage of this limited-time sale. Select accessories are clearanced out starting at just $3. Pick and go end tables, lamps, vanities, area rugs, recliners, and more. All at great year-end prices and holiday hot buys while supplies last. Ashley and Baddox is locally owned and operated. Gift certificates are available. 1 year and 5 year no interest financing available. See Ashley and Baddox for details.
This is warehouse manager Justin Cameron. We offer fast professional setup and delivery to the Thumb area and beyond. Visit us at Ashley and Bad Axe.
The North End of Bad Axe is a great place to shop and do business. Some of our fine North End retailers include Ashley Home Store and McKenzie Jewelers.
And we do have one obituary today. David R. Winston, known as Doc, age 96, died Tuesday, December 9th at Meadow Lane Assisted Living in Bad Axe. He was born December 8, 1929 in Lansing, Michigan. He joined the U.S. Navy in May of 1954, and he was discharged in May of 1956. He began his teaching career at North Huron Schools in 1957. Per his wishes, cremation has taken place and no services are to be held. Arrangements are being handled by the Knobloch Funeral Home in Kindy.
The holidays are here, but is your smartphone ready for the hustle and bustle of the season? Can it handle everything you're throwing at it? Family pictures, group messages, social posts, music streaming, and online gift buying? Are you tired of the bland service from your big carrier with long wait times and pricey plans? If you need a new phone or are ready to upgrade to your local hometown provider, it's time to check out the smartphone deals and unlimited plans at Thumb Cellular. Through December 31st, Thumb Cellular is offering double your trade-in value with a new smartphone purchase. Plus, you can get a free phone with an upgrade or a new line activation. Stop in and visit the friendly customer care team for details. Terms and conditions apply. This holiday season, give the gift that keeps giving, the Thumb Cellular Difference.
And we're back with your national and international news. In a high-profile domestic policy shift, President Trump has authorized a major upgrade package for Pakistan's fleet of F-16 fighter jets, valued at hundreds of millions of dollars, with U.S. defense and diplomatic officials framing the move as a way to deepen security cooperation, while regional analysts debate how the deal might affect relations with India and the broader South Asian security balance. And North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has hailed what he calls the ever-victorious role of his country's military in the war in Ukraine, portraying Pyongyang's cooperation with Russia as evidence of strength and prestige, a message that Western governments seen as confirmation of deeper military ties that could involve arms transfers and strategic coordination. And that's been a look at your news brought to you by Ashley Home Store and Bad Axe. Ashley, this is home. And by Thumb Bank and Trust, community strong since 1895. Stop into one of their offices today. And by Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb with locations in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, and Sandusky. With superior mobile voice and data coverage, Thumb Cellular is a reliable way to stay in touch throughout the thumb and beyond.
Since 1895, we've been more than just a bank. We've been your neighbor. At Thumb Bank and Trust, we're locally owned, locally involved, and locally invested in the communities we serve. Hi, I'm Heather Drabeck from Thumb Bank and Trust Bad Axe Branch. From sponsoring Little League teams to supporting local businesses, we believe in serving our local community. Because here, relationships aren't built on transactions, they're built on trust. We provide convenient banking services, whether you prefer to stop in and see us or visit our online banking solutions at www.thumb.bank. We offer personal, business, and agribusiness loan and deposit solutions. We're the bank large enough to serve you, but the right size to care about your specific needs. Our community bankers are here to help you whether you're buying your first home, starting a business, or saving for the future. Because when you grow, our whole community grows stronger. Thumb Bank and Trust, community strong since 1895. Experience the difference a local community bank can make.
Heather Drabeck, NMLS number 758504. Thumb Bank and Trust, NMLS number 462637. Loans are subject to credit approval. An equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes, wishing you all a Merry Christmas and a very blessed holiday season.